Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hi there. Hi. So good to be back on the air. Thank you so much for tuning in once again to the Dr. Cupertino Show. It's always good to have someone that is looking to better their lives and the lives of their family. And of course, to make sure that their life is on track all at the same time. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Cupertino Show. You know, people are saying every day, you know, they're wondering, how can I keep on living when I do not know my real purpose in life? They are wondering, what in the world is going on? You know, I'm 30, 40, 50, and I still don't know what my purpose is. I'm doing everything I can to make sure that every step I take and every word I say and every glance into the eyes of another human really counts for something. And it really counts for someone else, knowing that someone is here for them, no matter what, no matter where. And that's a good component when people really don't know what their purpose is. There's always someone else that can shed a little bit of wisdom in life, and that's what the Dr. Cupertino Show this morning is all about. So, you know, if you're saying you need help, if you're saying you don't know what your purpose is, if you're saying you just cannot go on living like this, this echoes many in the world who have lost their way, and, hey, they're saying, you know what, I'm checking up out of here. This life isn't worth living. But hold it. Put the brakes on that. Hold on to the parachute, because you're going to hear some answers in just a allotted amount of time that we have, so that you will know what your real purpose is. Everything living and breathing has a purpose. Everything that is thinking, looking out of eyes into the eyes of another, hey, they have a purpose, and we're here to help you. Now, most of the time, we have Colonel William Dr. Harrison on the line. You know, I'm always hoping and praying that, you know, I can hear his voice, because, number one, his voice is a voice of reason, and his voice is a voice of experience. He has over 39 years in law enforcement, and he's also a licensed and ordained minister, PhD minister. And so, Colonel Harrison, are you with me? You know, I'm boasting on you right now, so I hope you're here to say, yes, I am. I'm on this call. Are you with us today?
Yes, good morning, Dr. Cupertino and listening audience. I'm with you this morning. Thank you for the invitation again.
Okay, well, you're going to keep on getting them, because the world is in a quandary. And when people really know what their purpose is in life, what they were born to do, born to be, you know, they go about their lives doing that. But it's when others that are unsure, unclear, they were never told by mommy, hey, you know, I love you. I know you're going to be a great cop. I know you're going to be a great doctor. I know you're going to be a great lawyer. You're going to be a great anything. I don't care what. As long as you be anything, that is great, and that's going to lead to the greatness of others. So with that in mind, we're going to jump right into our topic for today. Now, we're talking about people not knowing their purpose. There's a few that thought they knew, and they're on the show too listening. But now, right now, for those that don't know what their purpose is there a roadmap? Is there any kind of a lesson course? Is there any kind of a prayer that can help individuals that say, you know, I'm alive, I'm 30, 40, 50, I don't know what's going on. I'm just eating, sleeping. I don't know what my purpose is. Can you shed a little light on that? Why would people, adults especially, not know in their prime of life what their purpose is?
Yes, Doc, were you posing that to me as a question?
Yes, why would people walking about the earth, 30, 40, 50, at this late date state that they really don't know what their real purpose is in life? I don't know why I'm here. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I don't even know who even had it in their mind to birth me. And here I am now, an adult with no purpose. Why are people saying they don't know what their purpose is in life? I know that's a big question. But why do people feel some that they don't know what their purpose in life is?
Well, Doc, a lot of people don't know what their purpose is because they never examine themselves or did a self-introspection. And what I mean self-introspection simply means examine themselves. And another way a person can find out their purpose or their cause in life is that it's inherent upon the mother and father, or the mother or father, as they nurture the child, to tell that child what their purpose is in life. My mother did it for me. Some parents don't do it, but that's part of the responsibility of parenting, to tell the child what purpose they're born for, what their cause are, and encourage them to pursue that purpose, that cause, so they can have a positive impact upon this life, not only for themselves, but also to help others. And so I believe strongly that it goes back to the family, and it goes back to the infancy of the child, that certain things have to be told, taught, and instilled in the child at an early age.
Okay, I got my hammer out. You know, every week I have this big hammer out, and I boom, and I says, you know what? Oops, I think that question was not stated correctly. You know, to put it on the parents to tell a child what their purpose is, how would they know? So we want to step back a bit. You know, you and I always have these very interesting shows, because you know what, you know, if a man or woman doesn't know what his purpose is, and he's, you know, an adult, how can we go back and say, well, you know, that's what his mom and dad should have done. They should have told him what his purpose is. How would they know? They're on 2 feet too, and inherit in issues and problems. They probably got their own fears and insecurities, and they do. So I'm kind of, you know, taken aback if you say, well, that's the job of the family, that's the job of the mother. No, it is not. A person that is over 3 years old, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, doesn't know what his purpose is, then that is not a responsibility of the parent. Sure, if a parent sees the child playing with a police badge and and looking at the cop uniforms all day, he might grow up and say, yeah, I want to be a cop. And you could use that scenario in a lot of other careers, but if a person is feeling after they're a grown-up man that there's an issue with them staying alive, being alive, and coming into life, and they don't know what their purpose is, no one can tell them what their purpose is. I can't tell the lady next door what her purpose is. I can't go back and beg my, well, my mom is deceased, beg my relatives, oh, you know, I'm walking about the earth, I don't know what my purpose is. I can't expect anyone to be responsible for telling me what their purpose is. And I'm going to step it back. You know, every man or woman has a purpose on earth. And that purpose is inherent to their creation, to their, to them walking in their creative force. Everyone born was born with a purpose. Now, you have to go back to the purpose maker, the purpose keeper. What did the creator of man and woman have in mind for them as a purpose? There's only one. And for all the billions that are on the earth, there's only one purpose. And the creator that created mankind has already stated unequivocally what man's purpose is on earth. So if we as a people, as a human race, do not honor, especially do not glorify their creator that already has designed us for his purpose, we're going to have a problem. It's not mommy's responsibility. Daddy can't do it. They may have had a second grade education. They might have been killers themselves. How can we rely on anyone outside of ourselves to find out what our real purpose is? We have to go all the way back where we got off. So the creator had a purpose for every human being in mind. So if we get in where we fit in, if we get in on top of the purpose that he had in mind, there shouldn't be a problem. It's when we disdain his original purpose, when we try to create something out of the purpose that he had that is not what the creator had in mind, we're going to have a problem. When we decide we don't want to be Joe, but we're going to become Mary, is that the purpose that he had in mind? No matter how we might feel, no matter what fools might be shuffling around in politics saying, yeah, that's all right, yeah, that's all right, yeah, that's all right. Anybody walking on the earth that does not know what their purpose is, I think this show is dedicated to helping them find that purpose. But first, we've got to find the creator behind all of this. We've got to say, well, who started this? Who started all of this? I don't have to wonder about why I'm here. Two people lay down, bam, that she got pregnant, and here I am. So we already know about that. We know how we got here. We know why we got here. People made a decision, hey, I'm going to sleep with each other, then I'm pregnant, and here I am. I decided not to abort you. So let's zero in on this. No one can tell another human being what their purpose is. There's only one creator, one person that can say and put the cards on the table, this is your purpose. So as a minister, what do you think the creator had in mind? Because he had a purpose. Let's skip mommy and daddy and the fools in between. This creator had a purpose. Mm-hmm. As a minister, what do you teach your people, your members, your congregants that this purpose is? Because we're going to hit this right on this a nail head. I got the hammer. Let's make it real. According to the scripture, what is the purpose of mankind?
Well, you're right about the creator, Doc. I started out with the parents. I guess there should have been an afterthought.
No, you can't do that.
Yes, the creator definitely one has to find out who the creator is, get to know the creator, and my understanding of the creator is that the creator created us for a purpose to glorify him, magnify him on the earth, and do good deeds to help one another and love each other so we all can live a life fulfilled with expectations, with goals, dreams, and so forth. So, yes, there is a creator, singular, absolutely. And so we have to seek to find out who he is. Yes, and I'll pause.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, that's very interesting because, you know, some grow up to be a carpenter, some grow up to be a medical doctor, some grow up like yourself to go into clergyhood. I mean, we select our prospective careers where we're at right now based on either I had to get into college, I had to get that job, you know, I had to marry that woman, yes, I wanted to marry that man, and you know, the stories and scenarios go on and on and on. But when we reach back, if we are not evolutionists and we believe in a creator God that says, okay, come down in Genesis, let us make man in our image. So obviously he imagined a purpose. He just didn't take dust and dirt and grime and minerals out of the earth and say, okay, here, there you are, get up out my face. He had a mission for mankind. And of course, you know, in the scripture it says that it was to multiply the earth, go forward and multiply the earth. And of course, you know, honoring him, worshiping him, glorifying him. If you notice, every religion has one masculine God that they will call out to. This God says this, this God says that, but if we're talking scripture. So if we're looking at a God that, and I'm calling the creator a God, we're looking at a God that created the man, he just didn't do it for nothing. He just did not create man just to wander the earth for nothing. He had a purpose. And his son reiterated that purpose to go therefore and teach and baptize and love one another, love God first, love man. There's a lot of emphasis put in the Old and the New Testament on the purpose of man. So when mankind goes against the grain of what that original purpose is, you know he's not going to have a purpose. No, he's not going to be able to walk in peace and health. No, he's not going to be happy walking on earth because he has scorned his first love. In other words, when we recognize that the Creator had and have a purpose for us and we get into discovery of that purpose, then our lives fall in line with the purpose, and then there's no more disgruntledness. I know my purpose. I don't care what Mama said. I don't care that Daddy said, I ain't going to never be nothing. You know, this has gone on through history. A lot of people I know say that. Well, he told me I wasn't going to be nothing, so I ain't nothing. I don't know what I'm supposed to be on earth. That's bad. And, of course, that father had some severe emotional issues himself. Him himself was probably disavowed and not wanted as a child, and, of course, you know, went on. But we don't have to worry about them two people. We don't have to worry about our neighbors and our friends. Our children might disrespect us. what we have to do, and you just mentioned it, we have to go back where we got off. Okay, I'm sad, sick, busted, and disgusted. I feel terrible. I'm sad. But when we recognize in all of our problems and the issues surrounding us, what might seem like curses, there is a purpose. So we must discover, and that's what the show is about. So I want you to kind of put on the table how a person might be able to connect with their creator and beseech him to help put us on the track, direct our path, direct the path, direct the purpose within us. You created this, it's on you. I'm going to sit back. You direct my steps. You direct my path, which means you are going to help me discover my purpose, what my purpose is. What about one way that is on the table? Right now we mentioned it, that can help a person discover what his purpose is. Number one, what did they have to do?
Number one, they should seek the Creator, Doc. Seek the Creator in order to find out their purpose.
Okay, when they seek the purpose, seek the Creator, how are they going to do it? Are they going to read the Bible an hour a day? Are they going to go sit up under the tree 2 hours a day? If we tell them to seek Him, what are some of the ways we can seek the Creator? I'm going to say, number one, get a Bible. You mentioned that. And start reading the Bible. Pick that Bible up and start reading it. New International Version, King James, whatever. That's the one, that's the God that is going, the Creator God that's going to be talking to you through Scripture. So number one, they've got to get into the Bible. They've got to go back where they should not never have gotten out. They've got to, some people say, well, I've never read the Bible. It's too thick. I don't want to read it. It's going to take me a lifetime. Get a Bible, open it up, sit down, and start reading. Okay, that's number one. How about number two? What is another way they can connect with the Creator?
Number two, I would say prayer. Prayer is powerful. Prayer can be done many different ways. It can be done audibly. It can be done through meditation. And prayer is just having a talk as you seek out to identify with the Creator. So prayer, it doesn't have to have no connotation one way or the other, but prayer is prayer. Prayer is just having a talk as you seek the Creator, hoping that as you read the Bible and hopefully at some point in time study the Bible, the next step in my mind's eye is prayer and seek the Creator through prayer so you can interact with that spiritual force and that source so that you can tap into it and get a revelation as to what your purpose is.
Okay, well, we've already stated what the purpose is. It's for the honor of God. It's for the love of God with the whole heart, mind, and soul. Now, we mentioned prayer. I know a woman before she died said, well, you know, I never prayed. I never knew how to pray. I was astonished. So when we tell the listening audience to pray, what is prayer and how do they pray? What is going to be their goal in prayer? What words are they going to use? And I know our time is running short, but when we tell people we are going and pray, well, how do they do that? What are they going to say? We already know the expectation will be for their supreme God to hear them and answer their prayers, but, you know, they can't pray for a Cadillac car and they don't have arms to drive it. So we've got to establish, well, what is this thing called prayer? Some might say, I prayed all my life, ain't got nothing. I've been praying what I hoped for, I still haven't got. Yes, I've been promised my dreams, I still ain't got that. So let's narrow this thing called prayer down. When you tell the listening audience, yes, prayer is number one. It's really number one, but, you know, we're going numerically on this topic. What is prayer? You say they should pray. What is prayer and how do they pray?
Prayer is having a conversation such as we're having an active conversation today, you and I, Doc, and listening audience is listening in. Prayer is just having a talk with the Creator so that you can find out through revelation, and people think prayer is this, is that, is that. There's no posture to prayer. Prayer is just having a talk with the Creator of the universe so you can find out in return through revelation what path the Creator wants you to pursue in life. And so just having a talk.
Okay, now when you say prayer so they can get something in a revelation, you know what? The scripture says it doesn't belong to man to direct his own step. So I'm thinking if a person's going to pray, he's going to pray asking the Creator for guidance, leadership, help me. I don't think he should pray so that he can find out what he should do. I don't think so. I think according to scripture, and we're still on the same page, that person should not pray for him to get up and try to look for anything. He should pray for guidance. He should pray for a revelation, right? But he himself cannot do it. That's why he has problems in life, not even knowing what his purpose is. So if we're going to tell the listening audience to go and pray, then we're going to tell them to pray for guidance, not pray so that they will know what to go and do. Yeah, let's tell them to pray that that Creator will guide them, that that creator will lead them into a revelation of what their purpose is. And he's not a foot dragging God. That's what my dad used to say. When you pray to him and he know your prayers and sincere coming from your heart, boom, bam, bam, right there, he's on the spot, Johnny on the spot. He's going to help you. You're going to end that prayer with amen, and all of a sudden, you're going to have some form of enlightenment. You know, that word was used in the 60s, 70s, and everybody wants to be enlightened. Well, you don't have to worry about that God enlightening you. So you're saying that, number two, a person that doesn't know what his purpose is can pray, have a one-on-one communication with this Creator God, and pour their heart out and say, I'm lost. I need to be found. I'm lost. I don't know what to do now with my life. I've lived, I've laughed, I've prayed. I'm lost right now. So that God, you're saying, once they pray to this Creator, that he's going to miraculously lead and guide them from that moment on, because that's all he will do. His son said that no one comes to him except through me. So we got to recognize the son in that too, because he told his followers, follow me. So maybe we're onto something now, because if a person's going to pray to that God, they've got to be ready to follow that God and his teachings and use it with knowledge. Number one, the way they're going to do it is, number one, making sure beyond the shadow of a doubt that they really want to know what their purpose is. And the Bible is a book that can help them. And number two, once they start reading that, they're going to want to communicate with the Creator. So you're saying prayer. What do you think number three should be? What should a person do after they have started reading the Bible? Because that's the only way they're going to find their purpose. They can laugh and skin and grin, but that's it. And then praying to the God that had penned that book, that had the inspiration of his Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, on the men that wrote that. You know, scripture says they were born about by the Spirit to perform those writings. What should number three be, Dr. Harrison?
Follow the guidance and direction that they receive from the Creator. He will direct their steps. He will direct their path. Once they have an interaction, talk with him, which we call prayer, the Creator will respond. Jeremiah, the great prophet of old, said, I know the thoughts that I think of you, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end. So once we receive guidance and direction from the Creator, we have to follow those guidance and directions in order to, because they lead to our purpose in life, once we receive the guidance and direction.
I truly, honestly believe that, because once they come into the knowledge, and there's a scripture, it says once they come into the knowledge of who God is and what God is supposed to be about, and a son that the scripture says he sent him down through 42, almost 43 generations now. Once they come into that enlightenment, we mentioned step one, step two, step three. Once they come into that enlightenment, do you think that people share purpose in their heart, that they are going to walk in the way, they're going to talk in the way, they're going to react and act in the way that this Creator would desire? Most people, as you can see, I can see, most people don't really want to honor anything. They want to honor their flesh, their reproductive organs. They want to go about in their own way. They don't want to even try to approach the Creator, but that's why we're having the trouble we are now. A deranged mind, a debauched mind, is a mind that do not really know what their purpose is. So what can we say to them? And I really don't want to talk to them, but, you know, we have to do the show. What can you say to groups of people that do not want to honor the Creator, but they still want to have their cake and eat it too? They still want to live in any way they want. They want to misinterpret, reinterpret Scripture. They don't want to glorify nothing but themselves. And, you know, that was part of the prophecy. Greater love was going to cool off. What can you say to a group of people that cut the Creator off, yet they still proclaim, well, I'm going to do what I want to do because I really don't have a purpose. I don't know what it is. What can you say to people like that?
Doc, and listening audience, in order for us to prosper in life, we have to seek the Creator, find out our purpose, interact with Him through prayer, talk, receive guidance and direction, and then He'll direct our path. And we follow the through revelation that we receive. Now, Scripture says, my people perish for the lack of knowledge. Either we seek the Creator and prosper, or we don't seek the Creator and perish. There's only two aspects, and the Creator is the Creator for a reason. So we have to make a decision and choose at some point in time in our life, especially this day, who we're going to seek. Are we going to continue to perish? Go down the path we're going down and perish, or are we going to seek the Creator so we can prosper and live hopefully a decent life before our transition? So it's a choice that each person has to make.
You know, you have just summed it up. It's surely a choice. So we can't go about like many have stopped going to church. They don't want to hear about God. Get out of my faith with the Bible. It ain't worked for me. It ain't never worked. Look at the shape the world is in. Where is that God? He's dead. He's not. Yeah. We hear this on a weekly basis, especially here on the West Coast. And I'm not saying, you know, the West Coast is all that bad, but you know what I'm trying to say. You know, we got some issues here, especially in the state of California. But basically, people that have taken and adopted that type of personality, we don't see a turnaround. Crime is up. Institutional prostitution is up. They said it's more prostitutes that call girls that are on their way to Atlanta, by down there to Atlanta, you know, because they want to seek out, you know, their own gold, their money, and further the lifestyle. Chaos is in the streets. You have a book that addresses chaos, and I know you're getting ready for 2019 to get back out there in America, especially with your book and for book tours. If anybody needed to hear about the impending chaos and what a solution is, they really need to hear about it now. Colonel Harrison, are you starting on the East Coast with tours? Very quickly, yes or no? Are you going to start that tour on the East Coast?
Yes, going to start the tour on the East Coast and then come across country to the West Coast, Doc. It'll be starting very soon, and information certainly will be disseminated through various mediums. And so I'm sure we'll get it out over, hopefully over this radio medium as well at the time I get it scheduled.
We sure will, starting next week. Thank you so much for tuning into the Dr. Cappuccino Show. We really care about you. We really care about where you're headed in your life. That's the purpose of this show. We're not sitting here paying $1 million an episode. Yeah. We're here because we care. God bless you. Have a great weekend. It's raining here, cats and dogs out in L.A. County, but tune in next week to the Dr. Cappuccino Show with our illustrious Dr. Colonel Reverend William Harrison, who carries so many titles, and I can't think of them all. See you if we're not going to hear you next week on the Dr. Cappuccino Show. Have a great weekend.